On today's episode, we are going to discuss why trading time with other practitioners for free is not a good idea. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hi there, welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim. And this was a question that got posed by one of my students in the Maximize Your Clinic course. And I think it's something that a lot of you are probably experiencing, especially the fresher you are out of college, the more you want to network and build your referral network and exchange your time with other practitioners. And I wanted to kind of give you my two cents on how I would approach this, being that I've been doing this for almost a decade. I feel like I know where time is best spent. Again, take this with a grain of salt. So when it comes to just starting out or building your referral network or whatever, oftentimes practitioners will want to exchange time with you. Now, it's fairly easy if you can do a one-to-one exchange. So if it's a 45-minute massage, you give a 45-minute naturopathic visit, or if it's a few quick chiropractic visits for an initial appointment, something to that nature, that would probably be fine. But the issue is when we're getting into a one-sided conversation or a one-sided commitment where perhaps doing, you know, 4 hours worth of services when the other practitioner charges 15 minutes at a time. This is the part where it gets a little bit sticky. And this was exactly the question that got posed in the Maximize Your Clinic course and prompted today's episode. So in all fairness, what I believe it should be is if you are going to exchange time with another practitioner, in reality, you should be just doing a monetary exchange. So if you both end up exchanging equally, then the amount will come out to zero on both ends. We want to make sure that whatever is happening is fair for both of you. Now, in the instance where, so I've done this myself, where I've exchanged time with a chiropractor. Well, the chiropractor that I was exchanging time with has their, you know, 10 sessions that they want to have me go through, whereas the way I approach people is I will have them come in kind of as needed. If there's nothing really big going on, and in this case, there wasn't anything major going on. So I had her come into my office maybe once or twice, and then we also scheduled and she had to cancel. So while the intention was for it to be even, it ended up being me showing up to all 10 appointments, her showing up to two. We were exchanging it on a monetary basis, but a reduced price. And I ended up having a $600 bill that I was not anticipating, that was not communicated to me as I was showing up for these visits. And she wasn't showing up for any of my appointments. So I ended up having to pay out of pocket these extra costs, which I thought were going to end up being equaled out. In other instances, within my practice, I will happily exchange time for free to people that are working directly with me. And the big reason for that is I'll say, I will happily give you my time for free, but in exchange, I'm hoping that you will refer a ton of your patients to me. Now, in the same clinic, I think you're more likely to get that return on your time investment than if it was someone externally outside of your practice. So in my Caledonia practice, I have osteopaths, there's massage therapists, there's physios that all work outside of my immediate clinic. And in those instances, we always do cash referrals or cash exchanges because there's no real necessity for them to refer to me, nor is there a real necessity for me to refer to them because we're not all within the same place. Now that might sound a little bit off, being like, well, if I'm building a referral network, I shouldn't have to be working with these people. The issue around your network is that for you to receive the referrals that you expect you are going to receive, because upon meeting anybody new, they're going to say, oh, great, I'm going to refer you this person or that person. If you aren't staying top of mind, it's highly unlikely that they are going to be flooding your practice with potential new patients or referred clients of theirs unless you are building a really strong relationship. The best relationship you're going to be making with people are the people that you see on a fairly routine basis. So that's why I say if they are in your practice already, you're going to be seeing them at least once or twice a week. If you're not crossing paths very often and there isn't that recurrent communication, it's highly unlikely that you're going to be getting those referrals. Maybe over time, as you guys build your relationship and your trust together, that will come. But if people don't remember you and if you're not staying top of mind and they don't know how to refer to you, you're probably not going to get those referrals. So the point that I'm just trying to make here is be very, very mindful of your time. Be very, very mindful of where you are spending your time and who you are spending that time with. Because if you are prioritizing giving away free visits all the time and it isn't being reciprocated, or you're showing up on their behalf and they're not coming back to you, I strongly just recommend that the easiest way to do it would just be a reduced rate where you're both exchanging money as needed, and hopefully it all comes out in the wash in the end. As a side note to this podcast, I also wanted to just kind of touch on, it may not necessarily be an exchange of services, but it could be just an exchange of time over coffee or lunch or something like that, where you're getting to know someone with the intention of, again, building your network. I would also encourage you to be very strategic about where you're spending your time over coffee or lunch as well, because it isn't ever as small as a 15-minute coffee. There's travel that's taking into account here, which is travel usually taking you out away from your practice. Then there's travel back, and then there's, you know, waiting in line for the coffee. So this 15-minute encounter ends up being an hour or so of your time that could have been billable in another way, shape, or form, even if it was just marketing or doing a live video or something to that nature that's going to help to build your practice. Creating these relationships is incredibly important. And I am certainly not trying to disengage you from doing these things. All I'm just saying is, if you could meet over Zoom or Skype and build a relationship that way, and maybe have recurring calls that way, that will be a much better use of both of your time if all you're trying to do is get to know each other and create a relationship kind of face to face. If you are within the same practice, well, it's really easy to build a relationship between patients, or if you have a little bit of time off where you don't have to leave the location. I have a number of people that are asking me to go for coffee or, you know, network with them or brainstorm with them on ways that we can work together. And, you know, the old me definitely would have taken advantage of all of those things, because you always will feel very popular and, you know, you're creating these dates on your calendar and it feels like you're getting things done and it feels like you're being very productive. But in the end, very rarely do those relationships pay off in the beginning. And talk is cheap, so everyone will always over embellish what they are going to do, and usually they under deliver. And I can even say that from my perspective, where I've met other people and said, oh, sure, it sounds great, I would love to refer my patients to you, and it just doesn't come about. Again, because I'm not thinking about them, because it isn't top of mind, because I don't have a direct relationship with that person. I maybe met them once or twice. So even when it comes to coffee dates where I have to leave location or drive out to see people, I can't even remember the last time I did that now, because I'm just so coveting my time, and your time is one of your most valuable resources. So in summary, if you are going to be exchanging time with other practitioners with the hopes of building your network or network of referrals, I would strongly encourage you to, number one, really strategically think about how deep this relationship is actually going to go. Is this going to be sort of a superficial one, or do you see this lasting a long time? If it's a long-standing relationship, then that's a much better use of your time than someone who's just in passing that you saw at a trade show or met at a networking event or a conference. For those instances, I would start with more like FaceTime or Zoom or just doing sort of computer calls that way. If you want to exchange your time for free, I would probably reserve that for the people that are in your immediate practice and not those that are external. Now, again, as I said at the very beginning, take all of my opinions with a grain of salt. All I'm just trying to think of is how can we use your time, again, your most precious commodity, to your best intent. And I do find that people can be a huge suck of your time and you just won't get the return on the investment. Now, if you have any questions for me, if there's any way that I can help you, create that language for how you can get more referrals or how you can start to grow your network, please reach out to me. I'd love you to book a 30-minute strategy call. The link is in the show notes, and I promise I will not be pitching you on anything. I'm just here completely for your support. So that is another episode on the books for the Profitable Practice Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. I look forward to hearing your feedback on this podcast or any other show that you have listened to, because the more feedback I get, the better I can cater this podcast to your needs. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.